Welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. Stay tuned for singing and the morning message.
Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
Good morning and welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Christ Fellowship Bible Church is an independent church that serves the Chrisfield Marion Station area, and we meet at 5910 Chrisfield Highway here in Marion Station. Our Sunday mornings begin at 9 o'clock with Sunday school, and we have classes for adults and youth. Love to have you come and join us for that. Then, following Sunday school, we have our morning worship time. That begins at 10, and since it's only about 8:32, you have plenty of time to come and join us as we look forward to worshiping the Lord today in spirit and in truth. We have a time of singing and prayer together, and then we have the preaching of God's Word. So please come and join us today if you don't have a home church or you're just looking and maybe just thinking about the things of eternity. Come and join us today at 9 for Sunday school, 10 for worship. This evening we'll be coming back for our evening worship, and that starts at 6 o'clock. So that's a little more of a modified version of our Sunday mornings. So that begins again at 6, and you're welcome to come. Just come as you are. Monday night's youth group, 6:30. Tuesday evening's Bible study at 7 o'clock. This week we are going to be looking into missions, how important missions are to a healthy church. Then on Wednesday morning, we move everything over to the Taws Nursing Home for a time of ministry there with the residents. We do some singing, we have some just carry on a little bit with them and then pray and have just a little devotion. But that's every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, and you're welcome to join us. The public can come and join us there on the second or third floor. Our women meet on Fridays, and that's at 12:30 at different places in town. Here recently, they've been meeting at the gathering place. Our men actually meet at noontime on Wednesdays, and they've generally been meeting at Water's Edge down by the dock. Now, that can change, so if you'd like to join them, please feel free. You can call me at the number or contact me at the addresses that I do give at the end of the program. I would also like to note that we've got several things that are coming up. We're going to have a time of prayer here within the next month. We're putting together a service just devoted to a time of prayer, and I'll post you on, keep you posted on that as the weeks come. And also that we are podcasting now. We're podcasting this program. We're podcasting a series of sermons I preached through the entire book of Revelation. We're podcasting 1 Samuel, a bunch of other stuff. Got songs, as far as music goes, it's been sung here at the church. Just a lot of things are out there. And you can go and download, actually, this sermon, this what I'm saying right now, this radio broadcast. You can download that. And if you go to christfellowshipbiblechurch.fireside.fm, you'll find us. You can get us on your phone, on your smartphone, go to your computer, pull it up. And that's, again, Christ Fellowship Bible Church, all one word, Christ Fellowship Bible Church, .fireside.fm. And lots of good stuff there, plenty of good solid meat in God's Word. So check it out, and I think you'll really enjoy it. With all that being said this morning, I've got a song selected that I'm sure that God will use to minister to your heart and soul.
I didn't come here to ask you for anything. just came to talk with you, Lord. I have no special motive in mind, just want to thank you for the other times. I just came to talk with you, Lord. Maybe tomorrow there'll be trouble and sorrow.
And that was Miss Eileen Tall singing for us today. I just want to thank you, Lord. She had come and sang special music for us some time ago. Just a lovely woman in the Lord. I appreciate her very much, and I'm sure that was a blessing to a lot of you folks out there. Right now, we've got a sermon from also a while back. I was going through some of the files and things, and I remember my buddy Jay Taws, he stepped in for me and has several different times. And I'm going to throw out here a sermon he did, or part of a sermon anyway, he did for us a while back.
Well, let me tell you, when Jesus headed for Jerusalem, he picked Passover to attend. He told his disciples, "We're going to go to Jerusalem." And I know next Sunday is Palm Sunday, but I'm going to talk about the parade. Years prior to that, Zechariah, the people were building the temple after they come out of Babylonia. And they were about halfway done. And Zechariah needed to keep them pumped up and to the word, and giving them encouragement. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot and the horse from Jerusalem, and the bow of war will be cut off, and he will seek peace in the nations, and his dominion will be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." 540 years ago, prior to, Zechariah has got a message from God. We've got to complete this temple because we've got Jesus coming, and he's going to come on a donkey. Is that not amazing to you all? It's amazing to me. Now, in the scripture, now let's go to Let's go to Matthew 21. We're going to bring it forward here. You all that had Sunday school last Sunday know exactly where I'm headed. And I'm going to read 1 through 11. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.'" The Lord has need of them. "And immediately he will send them." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet 540 years prior. Jesus is fulfilling the prophet. You think Jesus knew the scripture and the prophet prior to him? Oh, yeah. "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, the king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of a burden.'" The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their coats on them, and he sat on the coats. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from trees and spreading them in the road. The crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes to the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Verse 10. When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirring, and saying, "Who is this? Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Wow. People got caught up, didn't they? Their emotions. They said he was a prophet. What were they looking for? They were looking for a king, a savior. Just think, they had been under Roman rule. They had been pounded on. They weren't slaves, but they were almost slaves. They had to pay the taxes. Pontius Pilate, King Herod, Augustus, Caesar's Augustus. They were all still controlling their lands and their destiny within their country. And here comes Jesus. Performed miracles. Had performed miracles. And they got caught up in this. They got excited. Boy, what happened then? Jesus threw a blanket on the parade. Those people were used to honoring generals and victorious people coming back to the city. King David entered the city many, many times. In fact, I read that he came back one time after being victorious, and they stopped every six steps and slaughtered another ox. You remember he danced so wildly that his wife fell out of favor with him. So he was crazy. He was acting so. These were kings. They were warriors. They were victorious. They were triumphant. They were winners. They brought swords. They rode on white horses. Jesus is coming in humbly. on a donkey. Who were they looking for? Son of David. They wanted a physical king. But he put a blanket on it because he headed right to the temple. And what did he do? He threw out the money changers. In a week's period of time, this all happened. He cursed a fig tree that wasn't bearing fruit. He taught in parables. We know a lot of those parables during this period of time. He evaded political entrapment, especially in regards to taxes. He debated with the Sanhedrins. He denounced the scribes and the Pharisees. He predicted the destruction of the temple. He ate his final meal with his disciples. He wrestled with God in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was betrayed by a friend. He was taken before the highest priest. He was denied. He was denied by his most trusted companion. He was bound and taken before Pilate. He found himself questioned. He was beaten. He was handed over to be crucified. The people that laid their clothes out in front of the donkey cut the palm branches and sang Hosanna to him, the Son of David, yelled out days later, what? Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. The same people. Do you think they knew who they had? Do you think they knew who he was? Who is this? Who is this? Jesus was preaching denying oneself, taking up one's cross, giving away all of one's possessions. Who wanted to hear that? Especially the Pharisees. And what's his name? Caiaphas. All of them. They were wealthy. We talked about it in Sunday school. They were wealthy. They had a load of money. They were making money. They had power. They had prestige. They had the thick robes with many colors and the sashes wrapped around them. They didn't want to give that up. What are we looking for today in our lives? Are we looking for meaning? Are we looking for a purpose? Are we looking for hope, salvation, peace, peace in our heart, love, joy? No one really understood. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. Verse 13. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Who is this? Turn it around a little bit. And what did they say? Some said you're the John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. But still others, Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. He said to them, but who do you say I am? He's talking to his disciples now. We haven't gotten to Jerusalem yet. I backtracked. He's talking to his inner 12. And then verse 16, Simon Peter answers, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Did he believe it? Did Peter believe it? He denied him. He denied him three times. See, here's where it all adds up. Here's where it is. This is the answer to the story. Get a little emotional. Sorry about that. I want to go to 21. Jesus foretells his death. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem. He must go, and he must suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. And what did Peter do? And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. Never. But he turned and he said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You've all read this a million times. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's. Jesus jumped on sin that quick. He put it that quick. Peter, get behind me. Isn't that amazing? When we really analyze this, he's out on a little bit of vacation. And he asks his disciples, "Who am I? What are the people saying about me?" And then he tells them what's going to happen. And Peter, his selfishness and his self jumps in. Who is this? I think that we and Jesus both wants us to align our lives with him. See, at the time, the people didn't think after this week that Jesus was worthwhile following. But Jesus is the answer. We know it when he died and gave his life for all of us. He's someone that we need, and he wants us to align ourselves with him. See, it's I want to say it's simple, but see, Jesus is standing on the other side of the door. He's standing. He's not sitting. He's not laying. He's standing. And he's asking, if you hear me, if you hear me, if you hear me, open the door. and I'll come in. I'll come into your life, and I will change your life, and I will give you the things that I just asked for, that we were looking for: meaning, purpose, hope, salvation, peace, love, and joy. They're the things, when you open that door and allow him in, that's what he's coming in for. He wants to come in. He's begging to come in. He's grieving. Listen to this. He's grieving to get through that door. He wants you to open that door. What's he going to do? What's the verse say? I want to come in and dine with you. Don't we have pleasure in eating? Eating is probably, other than singing is wonderful, because I'm seeing you two up here, and I know you sing all the time, or the four of you. And singing is wonderful, and we all love to sing. But eating out, going out and fellowshipping. Have you ever gone into a restaurant? Think about this. Have you ever gone into a restaurant and see turmoil? No, people are there having a good time. They're sharing. They're communicating with one another. Plus, they're filling their stomachs. But that's almost in material. It's the sharing and the fellowship, and that's what God says. He's banging on that door, and when you don't hear him, I mean, when you ignore him, and you're not paying attention to him, but guess what? If you're not hearing him, where is he? He's still there. He never leaves that door. Tell me that isn't joyous. Isn't that a joyous a thought and a moment in your life? He's still there. And he'll knock on that door as long as you've got ears. And when you don't, when your heart hardens and your mind hardens, you might not hear it. But let me tell you something. He's on the other side of that door waiting to get in. And he's begging to get in. Who is he? And I'm going to add two words to it. And I'm going to close right here. Who is he? Who is he to you?
And I'd like to thank Brother Jay Talls for that message this morning. If you have any questions or comments, or you'd like this in sermon in its entirety, please feel free to call 410-623-2401, or you can look us up on the website, and that's www.christfellowshipbiblechurch.com. But God bless you all. Have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your affections are for